Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back to the broadcast this morning from Independence Baptist Church. Now, before we start the broadcast, we'd like to invite you to attend our services. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, and then worship services at 11 a.m. We also have Sunday evening services, which will start at 4 p.m. with a prayer meeting, and then worship services starting at 4:30. Now, for more information about our church and the beliefs that we have, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Well, we need to go ahead and get started this morning with today's message. And if you have a Bible handy and would like to follow along, the text Pastor Reynolds will be using is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. And the broadcast this morning is actually going to deal with a lot of the strife, trouble, and worries that are all around us, and yet, how can we still find real security?
This morning, I'd like to use the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19 for our text. The Bible in this place states, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Today I'd like to think about misery and happiness. The Bible states here in this place, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." You know, there's a lot of misery today, and there's a lot of problems that people face, and it's on the news every day. If you listen to it at all, you'll be soon discouraged about the way things are going. But you think about all the difficulties that people face, and how can we find any kind of peace and contentment in this present world in which we're living? How can it be that we can find a refuge from the storms that seemingly is all around us? You think about economic difficulties, the medical difficulties, you think about national security. Where is it that we can find any kind of peace and contentment? When you think about the difficulties on the economic front today, and you think about the job crisis that many, many people are facing, and my, the numbers of the jobless and those that apply for unemployment benefits are just going on and on and on. They're just getting larger and larger, and then the benefits run out after a while. And what do people do when they cannot have an income? Because everybody needs money to live on. Everybody's got to pay the rent or make the house payment, the car payment, buy gas. You need to buy food. And it seems that prices have not gone down. Although, unless you want to sell your house and it's gone way down, and pay has gone down. But it seemed like that the food in the grocery stores is not gone down too much. It does appear that there is a promise that jobs and pay will continue to decrease, and prices are continuing to increase. There is some talk in the government concerning a jobless recovery, whatever that is, but government jobs are increasing as they check up on us more and more. The present administration has just announced, since the health care bill has passed, that they're now going to tackle their next big project. That's the overhaul of the financial institutions of the United States. That is how Wall Street operates and how they are controlled. And that has brought on more fear about the future and what all these new plans entail and what it means for my family and for my future as an individual. A recent poll suggested that 64% of Americans believe the United States is on the verge of an economic collapse. Listen, am I a preacher or what? Listen, what I'm reading to you is in the Bible. When Paul says this, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Where was Paul's hope? The Apostle Paul. Where was his hope? Was his hope in the stability of the Roman Empire? Oh, you better think about that a little bit. Because if you check up on your history, in just a few years, Rome is going to collapse. Rome was in power when Paul penned these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but it was soon to collapse. But you know, in all the writings of Paul, he didn't say anything about that. He didn't say anything about the terrible administrations and all of that kind of thing. Where was Paul's hope? Now, Paul was living in a real world just as we live in a real world. But where was Paul's hope, and where should our hope really be? You think about all the difficulties that people are facing today and all the things that's going on. You think about in the medical front. Of course, our country now has just passed the infamous medical bill, which most Americans are in favor of some kind of reform in the medical for professions and in health insurance and that kind of thing. But even after the passage of the bill, most Americans are still in disagreement with it. That they fear the rising cost of medical insurance. Many senior citizens are afraid they're going to lose their medical benefits, which they've been forced to obtain. If they're going to have any kind of medical insurance, they've got to have Medicare. And then, of course, the fear that Social Security is soon to be going broke and that the monthly support checks, which seniors need, will not be given to them. And then, of course, young folks getting out of college are looking around and thinking, is there any kind of job for me? I mean, they've gone to college and have these major bills now from going to college, because that's not cheap. How are they going to ever pay that college loan off if their job pays them minimum wage or a little bit better? You think about all the things that people are facing, but where is real security? Where is real hope? Where is real peace? Where is real happiness today? But you think about the things that our nation is facing as far as security and our troops and all of that. The Bible says that there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be nations rising against nation until Jesus comes and puts an end to all of that. And then Jesus himself, ruling on this world for 1,000 years, there will be no wars. See, our hope is not in all the things that these men do. I know we live in this real world. We function in this real world. We go to our jobs. We have our medical difficulties. We have economic difficulties. We must make decisions about buying and selling and all of that. But where is our real hope? Listen, our real hope is in God's Word, the Bible. And I'm talking about the King James Bible. But I know now today Satan has proliferated his versions of the Bible and caused much confusion in this world. But listen, if you just get back to basics, take your King James Bible and read it and pray that God would give you what you need. And you'll find in this King James Bible the hope, the peace, and the contentment that you are not going to find anywhere else. You know, the fact is this. You look around at all the things that's going on. The fact is this. Men are still sinners. You can't get away from that. In the heart of hearts, men have rejected God. That's why we're having all this difficulty today. The United States of America has backed and supported the nation of Israel for years because mainly as a Bible-believing nation, we believe that the nation of Israel was God's own chosen people. But our current administration is kind of going away from that somewhat. And I think we're going to see more of that in the future. But we supported the nation of Israel because of what the Bible says. You see, we have received the blessings of God upon us as a nation because we have done what the Bible says. And that's what we need to get back to, is to obeying the precepts laid down in the Bible. You know, I know some folks don't like to hear that, but that's okay. And I'm not against anybody. But I tell you what I am for, Jesus Christ. Men are sinners in the eyes of God, and there is a price to be paid for sin. You can't get away from it. Men pay a physical price for rejecting God and His holiness. Men pay a spiritual price in hell because they do not want to submit themselves to a thrice holy God who made this world, who created it, and who has established in this world principles by which this world should operate. And if you go against those principles, there's a price to pay. A very simple explanation is the law of gravity. Now, that is a law. If you go against that law, you're going to pay the price. You can say, I don't believe in the law of gravity. You can jump out the window. But believe me, the law of gravity is going to take over and you're going down. The same is true with any kind of sin. You think about that all are sinners, and Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of the only God there is, God, who is our Creator, the sovereign God, sent His Son into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Those that hear that gospel and they submit themselves to the truth that Jesus Christ came to save sinners, and when they admit before God that they are a sinner, that they have sinned in His sight, and they repent, that is, they have another mind about their sin, they turn from their wickedness and they begin to serve the living God, Jesus Christ in all of His glory will watch over them and bless them. It doesn't mean they're not going to have any troubles. Doesn't mean they're not going to have any struggles. But Jesus Christ is their ever-present help in time of need. Jesus Christ will bless and keep. You know what this world needs today? It's not a new economic package. It's not a new health care bill. It's not a new national securities chief or whatever. You know what this world needs and what individuals need today is the blessings of God. They need Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He is real. He is the one that can bless. He is the one that can take the enemies and cause our enemies to befriend us. The nation of Israel went away from God, and they paid the consequence of that. The Bible said that God is able to take a little and make it much, and God is also able to take much and make it little. God can bless. God can grant salvation, and God can give hope and help in this world. I'm saying to you today, if you know that you are in desperate times, in perilous times, the Bible said, then seek the face of the Lord. Humble yourself before a mighty God. Look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and trust Him. Our prayer is that you would do that. I know that God will bless when it's done.
You know, it doesn't take very long to find someone that's struggling around us, you know, and whether it's worries about health, finances, politics, family troubles, there are countless situations that are all around us, and many times we're even right in them, and there are troubles. But in those troubles, the people that go through them can still have peace and contentment, but only through God. God is the real means to security. He is the only security that we really have. In Psalms chapter 127, we actually find a verse that says, you know, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And the psalmist here is pointing out that no matter what precautions a man takes to build something or to protect something, only God can really provide security. Without God, it can and will fall in spite of all the preparations that have been taken. Now, if you have questions or comments about this topic, feel free to call us. You can leave a message at 636-673-2180. Again, that number is 636-673-2180. And we do appreciate you listening this morning, and we encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.